My name's Thomas Wilson. I am the proprietor and cider maker at Spirit Tree Estate Cidery in Caledon, Ontario. So we're about 40 minutes just outside of downtown Toronto.
What are you sampling today?
Today we're sampling our draft cider, our main cider, and then we're also sampling our hop cider, which is the draft base that has been hopped with Ontario hops. And we have one of our specialties. So this is a pear lavender. So it's a pear cider with that's been infused with fresh lavender.
We're just starting early. Has there been much buzz around the event today and what you're seeing with people coming through?
Yeah, definitely. Right from the minute the gate opened, people are coming in. And the second year for the festival, and last year was a huge first year. And we expect a really big second year. Yeah, this is going to be great.
Do you have any upcoming releases that you can maybe give us a little preview about?
Sure. Ironically, 2 years ago, we did a pumpkin cider that was a real hit. And unfortunately, last year we ran out of time with harvest. It's just the hardest time of year for us to do a specialty, but we've already got the plans. So as soon as we get some pie pumpkins in our hands, we oven roast them in the wood-fired oven we have at Spirit Tree. And then we put that into the juice and get it fermenting. So we're hoping for Thanksgiving, we're going to have our pumpkin cider available this year.
Where do you get your inspiration for things like this?
Basically, because we're out at the farm, it's basically whatever fruits that I like to work with. And definitely, I like to always follow what the craft brewers are doing. I mean, craft cider is really like a craft beer. And so I like to always see what the craft beer guys are doing and to give me some inspiration. But yeah, I also just whatever wildly comes to mind. And we usually start with a cask. If a cask really does well, then we'll ramp it up to a seasonal release. And ironically, if it does well again, then it may become one of our standards. That's how our hop cider started. That exact transition is how the hop cider started.
Where would you find the products available in Ontario?
Most of our ciders are definitely, you have to come to Spirit Tree to get. Our draft cider is available in the LCBO and now at the grocery stores. This summer are in select grocery stores. And we're working on farmers markets. We're currently at the Brampton Farmers Market selling. We've actually introduced growlers as well. So at the Brampton Farmers Market, you can get growlers refilled. And we actually, in a couple of weeks, are going to start going to the Brickworks Farmers Market right here in Toronto.
And where can people get more information about it?
On our website, so spirittreecider.com is got information about Spirit Tree and the different ciders we've got. Our cider house with the bar. We've just this summer installed a eight tap tower in the bar, and so you can try all our main ciders and our specialties. And it's busy.
Thank you so much for your time. I wish you the best of luck today.
Thanks, guys.